Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
New store is headed to Irondequoit, and you're probably going to be shocked which store and where it's going. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
There's a Goodwill coming to Irondequoit Mall. I didn't know anything was there. Granted, I don't spend a ton of a time in Irondequoit. I see it when I'm on 590 and I drive by.
Right.
I'm like, hey, Medley Center.
It looks nice from the outside. What have they done inside?
Inside.
It's a couple things, right?
It's like a huge community center. Like a really big one. It's got a gym and like a walking track. So that's a big thing. And then there's all these really nice apartments. So it's been, I believe it's...
Senior housing.
Yeah. But it looks really nice. I pass it all the time.
What do they call it? They don't call it Irondequoit Mall anymore.
Skyview on the Ridge.
That's it.
But I would have had no idea what that was if someone said, coming to Skyview on the Ridge.
Right. Well, I had to click the story to see where it was. But
I remember when they took the carousel out.
Oh.
What a sad day.
So sad.
And it was like, where's it going? They're like, it's going to a good home. So I remember covering that story.
Didn't they go to like some guy's house in China or something?
What?
They wouldn't tell us specifically. Because I was writing news for this station then.
I think it's in a private collection somewhere now.
Yeah, it was going somewhere where they spent big bucks to have it dismantled
and move it.
And taken apart.
Yeah, it said it went off to China.
It went to China. Yeah. So then they named it this. And I was like, what are they possibly going to do? And it does look really nice, and it's a huge community center. So now they're going to stick a Goodwill on there as well.
Well, and Goodwill's been popping this year. They just opened one at Grease Ridge Mall. They opened one in Geneva. They just opened one up in East Rochester a couple of weeks ago. And the one in East Rochester, I went to the grand opening that day. They said that there were hundreds of people in line. I waited in line for an hour on opening day.
Wow.
But for my purchases.
So... I guess I wonder, though, I think they're getting like $1 million in state funding to build this Goodwill, according to the reports. So I know that they get help from the state to have these Goodwills put in. But I know the one in Grease Ridge, you know, I mean, that's it. They're busy all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and it fills an empty area.
A huge empty area.
Huge empty area.
Yeah.
That was Raymore and Flanagan or.
Mm-hmm.
Was that it?
I was a little shocked.
It's something else.
I haven't been up there in a long time on that side of town, and I was shocked that the old Sears is all storage now. Like one of those storage places. Like they have to do something with those malls because people don't go to malls like they used to.
Right.
Eastview's still doing great. Grease Ridge is still got stuff going. They just opened that brand new department store. Yep. So there's still some lifeblood in it, but the Irondequoit Mall has been dead for a long time. Marketplace. Yeah. I don't even know if there's any stores left over there, but the U of R thing has taken over
that
medical center.
There's like a JCPenney's, and I think that's it. But yeah, U of R has taken that over, and most of those stores have moved to an outside plaza just down the road.
And I saw a news story when I was doing research on this, where there's a mall where they didn't build on, like Marketplace, they built senior housing, but it's like back in the corner where the movie theater used to be. It's not attached to the mall.
Oh.
It's just like a corner of the property. But this place took the mall. Uh-huh. And imagine, go back in your mind, where it was just lines of stores.
Yeah.
And they put like house fronts with nice doors and shutters on the windows.
That's adorable.
I would totally live there.
Have you
they
ever
should do that.
Leave the food court, put a gym in. I'd move there tomorrow.
It's like, have you ever been to Vegas where they make the inside of all those buildings
that's
look
exactly
like neighborhoods?
That's exactly what it looks like. Yes.
And then they like paint the sky yep. above and you're like, what?
And
I'm in a neighborhood.
Amongst these homes, there's like one wing will be like a little neighborhood shops where there's like a barber shop and a dry cleaner and stuff that you would use if you live there.
Like you're living on a movie set.
Pretty much.
I love it.
Let's go. We are less than a week away from WBEE's next Guitars and Stars show. George Burge is going to be there. Cameron Marlowe, Lanco, Redfair, and Graylin James. We added Randall King. Mm-hmm. And you can still get tickets. There's still some available. Grab them while they last. Ticketmaster.com or save on some of the fees if you get them right there at the box office at RB Tail Theater.
Yeah.
We've done these shows at a bunch of different places. We did it at the Dome Arena where Hope and her dad snuck into a show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Gretchen Wilson show.
We
sold out. What were we supposed
yes,
to do?
Yes, that one sold out really fast. We've done them at the racetrack, mm-hmm. which was a different vibe.
Yeah.
It was kind of like having a concert at a bar instead of in a theater there because everybody was just standing and loud and talking and stuff like that. But there right. was one year we had our full lineup
yeah.
and then we got a call from a record company. And they say, hey, we got this new guy and can, you know, any way we could get him on the show. And we're like, yeah, sure. Bring him out. Yeah. Yeah. We'll find a place for him. So we made a little space up on stage. We put yeah. him up there. He was the last name in. I didn't know anything about him. He was brand new. I mean, like, I don't think he had his record deal 2 months and he was on right. our stage. And do you remember what you called him in the commercials that you had to recut?
Morgan Whalen.
Morgan Whalen.
Because it was, hi, Guitars and Stars, Dylan Scott, Chase Rice, Midland, and introducing all new Morgan Whalen.
Yes.
And so I called him Whalen, and I called him Whalen again. And then
I think you said it on stage.
I did. And then I kept saying it on the air, too, and our at the time we had a woman who did all of our production and she's like, did TJ leave the building yet? She did it again. she called him Whalen. And what is, and I go, well, it's spelled that way.
Right.
Whose last name is Whalen?
I can't help it if he doesn't pronounce
he's
it right.
making it up. That's not the way it's supposed to be said. Whalen. Yeah. Whalen. So yeah, that was 2017.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Look at how far he's come in 7 years.
Yeah.
8 years. Holy mackerel, he's playing stadium, multi-night stadium shows now.
It happened, and it happened fast.
Yeah.
But, and it's weird because I thought of everyone that we had at that show, it would be Midland for some reason because they were finding such big success at that time.
Yeah.
And they had a couple hits, and they were just so fun. And I was like, oh, the sky's the limit for these guys.
You never know who's going to hit
it. I don't know who that
shows.
Whalen kid is.
I always go back to Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
you 14-year-old girl, you have no idea who's going to walk off that stage and be the next big thing.
Well, you said that at the they did an autograph line and that like nobody was in line. Like nobody would come and talk to Taylor Swift.
We had two lines. At the end of the show, we would say, okay, three artists will be over here. Mm-hmm. Two artists will be over there because we couldn't keep them there for 2 hours. To sign autographs for everybody. So we got them to commit to like 45 minutes. So it was like, okay, if you're a fan and you want to meet that one particular person, go stand in line over there. You can get everybody's autograph. And if you get through that line and get in the other one and you can get through that one in the time allotted, great. And there was a moment where we're back, and I have pictures of it, of Taylor just kind of hanging out, chatting with us.
Sitting alone.
Just her and her mom.
And you were like, aw, well.
Good luck to you, kid.
Good luck, kid.
Keep with it. Maybe you'll make it someday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.